the impact that they're making is really connecting with people to help them ultimately serve not only, you know, their families, but their audiences better. And, you know, as we look at it, when you go back to that why statement, why are we doing what we're doing? We're ultimately here to serve others and to impact them.
Hi, I'm Mary Michael. Welcome to the Innovate Your Life podcast. This is a weekly podcast where we are constantly inventing through actionable insights to live your best life. Join our weekly podcast for inspirational stories and mini innovative blueprints that can help you reach your goals further and faster. For those that are new to Innovate Your Life podcast, I'm your host, Mary Michael. A little about me. I'm an innovator, a mom, a professional, and constantly finding little mini blueprints on making life better. And my mission is to help you live your best life, and not just professionally, but also in all aspects. For 2019 Innovate Your Life podcast with Team Mary Michael, we'll be focusing on your professional life. Our podcasts and other offerings will be circling around bringing up your professional life to the next level. To start off, what potential goals that you can bring to your professional life in 2019, have you thought of find your why and career passion? Find your alternative careers, same careers in a different industry. Maybe you're planning out a very long term and a pursuit of your happiness. Maybe you're changing your field. Maybe you're strategizing for a promotion. Maybe you can find a position that you're passionate about. Maybe you want to become an entrepreneur. Maybe you want to work for a company that you aspire for. All of these items we're going to be talking about in our podcast this year, and we hope you join us. So if this is something you're interested in, stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. And I'm Mary Michael, your host. And today we're actually going to be talking about a book about your why. And also on the show, I also have Linda, who is a catalyst connector and collaborator with Team Mary Michael. And she's also going to be joining with a perspective as well too on the Find Your Why. And this book is a practical guide for discovering the purpose for you and your team. And today, what we're really going to talk about is one way to bring up your professional life to that next level. And you'll notice this theme actually is going to be throughout this first quarter that we're back on the air with this podcast, is really finding out and knowing your why and your passions and how that's actually a really, really, really great part of that why with that relation to your professional life. So many people haven't even asked themselves, what do I really want? And why do I really want this in regards to life? And there is a part where our theme of getting after our passions and dreams all comes in. And that really goes back to that why. So what do I really want? And then we have to go back and say, well, why? And when we've found this author, what we found was the unique perspectives that this author shares and how it relates to this inner energy of pulling out your inner energy, but by finding this why. So today we'll share more about Finding Your Why, a practical guide for discovering for your purpose, for you and your team. And so in this book review is on Finding Your Why by Simon Sinek. Hopefully I said his name right. Now Finding Your Why picks up where he picks his first book called Start With the Why left off. It shows how to apply Simon's powerful insights so you can find your inspiration with your work life and turn it into those who inspire you. Did you ever listen to Simon's famous TED Talk presented in 2009 with over 33 million views? He has a theme. He calls it the golden circle. Why, how, what? Why is the reason? How is the means? What is the result? So it's all about how you show up and the why behind. This book follows follows up with a practical application exercises to find your why. The book first discusses why people go to work. Let's be honest here. Are we all working to earn money? While it's true, is money the thing that draws people to work? Answering why goes much deeper into understanding what motivates us and what inspires us. Why did you get out of bed this morning? And why should someone else care to get that you got out of bed this morning? When we talk to customers and clients or our friends at parties, we always say what we do. Then we explain how we did it and how we got there. How are we different, but not why we did it? So this author of the book presents these exercises on how to discover your why. First, the book has a set of exercises for individuals and then another set of exercises for groups like corporations. The goal of these exercises is to complete a sentence. And Linda has a great explanation for how to complete the sentence. So go ahead, Linda, tell us why.
Yeah, well, Mary, actually, so what the author does is he says that we should really be able to encapsulate our why into a one sentence statement. And the first part of that statement should actually be about contribution, your contribution. And the way he puts it is it's your contribution to others. And then the second part of that statement is then the impact from your contribution. Now, not everybody's thinking about their professional life in altruistic forms, and we don't live every day necessarily in altruistic forms. And it could be, I think, that when we think about our contribution statement in that first part, maybe think about it. Sometimes your contribution, while it's serving you, it can serve your broader organization. So what he would say is to say that my contribution, so let's say, the contribution that could be, say, collaboration, that my ability to be collaborating and the impact would be so that the goals of the organization are attained, or so that my goals are attained. So but the important point I think he's making here is to really try to crystallize down that why to a really crisp one sentence.
So let's get right down to the steps of how to find the why in this book. So step one is to gather stories from your childhood. He believes that the why is the origin story. So look at the most significant experience with what we've had with people who have influenced our lives with and have touched us in many ways. And what he looks at is the highs and lows of our life. He believes that our story comes from before our late teens. So the goal is that he wants you to come up with 10 significant stories of your life. Now look for a pattern in those stories. And he recommends doing these exercises with a partner to recall your stories or suggestions. If you don't have a partner, talk to yourself out loud as you tell these stories. One method is to explore your childhood and to put it in a timeline on the sheet of paper from birth till now. Now mark your stories with highs and lows when you went to college and significant vacations with your family or significant relationships. Make sure you tell whether it was good or bad. The other method of explore your childhood is to prop your memory by answering these following questions as your memory prompts. So when is your earliest specific childhood memory? At school, what is the experience you loved? What has been a pivotal moment in your life when you realize nothing would be the same? What happened that changed the way you think about the world and your role in it? What was the time when you gave yourself to help someone else and it made you feel unbelievably good? What have you accomplished and what are you really proud of? Who in your life has helped make you a person that you are today? What did you admire most about them? Think of a day at work when you said, "I've done that for free." Now, what we'll do is we'll post all these questions up on our show notes at innovateology.com, episode number 2. And you can go in there and you can actually start to really look at these questions and start to answer that and figure out what your memory prompts. So the second exercise that we'll get into in the second step 2 is now identify those themes in life. example is when you're talking to someone at a party and you love talking about who you are, your experiences, identify your themes that you find are these reoccurring ideas, words, phrases, these feelings from your story, like supporting others or seeing the big picture or finding new ways, or what are these details that you're saying? Step three is to next identify your why statement in one sentence. Two, so it's blank, so that blank. So fill in that blank. The first blank is your contribution. So the first contribution, and then your second blank is the impact. So the contribution you're making is to impact. And so there's a couple of great examples. And I think Linda Dick has a couple of great examples of how to put in this blank, so that blank statement. So Linda, why don't you go ahead and share?
Well, so a couple of examples that are offered are that for a coffee company that makes a hand-built espresso machines, that the author stated that their group came together and had their why statement as, "We cultivate relationships so that the lives of others are enriched." So you can see the contribution is the first part and then the impact the second. And so they came through that statement by the way of people, the way that people sit down and engage with other people over a cup of coffee. And it's bringing these people together to savor their lives. So you can see where they really kind of thought much bigger than just brewing coffee and selling it. Then he also says, you know, his why is to, and here's a quote, "I inspire people to do the things that inspire them so that together we can change our world." And then he refined it to, and I quote again, "I propel people forward so they can make their mark on the world." Or, "I enable people to be extraordinary so that they can do extraordinary things." So I think some of these statements, again, it's very altruistic, and it may be hard for some people who are listening to say that they kind of vision what they do maybe as so large and grand and having such a big impact. But I'd encourage everybody to try and think about that. If you are thinking, well, I'm, you know, really a salesperson. I spend my day in my car most of the time, making calls, and, you know, I don't really feel like it's that extraordinary. It might be interesting to work on this exercise to try and really see that what you do is something that has a bigger impact than you may appreciate at first glance.
Hey, it's Mary Michael here. While we take a little break from the show, I thought I would share with you a super helpful resource I created for you. It is a resume template to allow you to be a rock star in your next interview. I've actually tested this resume and got hundreds of compliments, and I've also shared this resume with many of my colleagues. I want to share it with you, and it's completely free. So what makes this resume so unique? It's in PowerPoint, so it's really easy to use. It showcases your skills in an easy-to-digest format for the reader. It's eye-catching and helps you stand out. So, have I convinced you to go check out this resume for free? It is located on the show notes of this episode, but you can also go to www.innovateyourlife.today and click on Blueprints in the menu bar. Once again, that's www.innovateyourlife.today and click on Blueprints in the menu bar. All right, let's get back to the show. Then I think what's interesting is the author asks you to work on your hows. His hows are, number one, make ideas simple. Two, embrace new ideas. Three, build relationships. And four, push boundaries. A full example is Apple Computers asks why. Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. And here's the how. The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, easy to use, and user-friendly. And then the what is We just happen to make great computers. Want to buy one? So Apple computers, here's an example. Why? Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. The how is the way we challenge the status quo is by making products beautifully designed, easy to use, and user-friendly. And then the what is we just happen to make great computers, want to buy one. So those are just some examples of how to put this into action. So let's go into three concepts that I really like from this book, as I thought they could be thought-provoking to ourselves and some of our listeners out there. So Linda, you ready to go through some of these exercises?
Sure. So the author actually says a fun exercise would be to begin with thinking about your childhood memories and what are some of those dominant childhood memories. And can you make any themes about them? And how did they affect your life? So, Mary, it might be fun for you and I just to share a little bit of that. And I'll go first. I was thinking when I read this that a childhood memory for me is I used to love setting up shows with the kids in my neighborhood, you know, where we'd all come together. We'd come up with a little theater production, sell some tickets and have the audience of the other kids in the neighborhood. So that was always fun for me. And I think the theme that it showed and kind of carrying through in my life is that I liked collaborating even as a kid. And I liked kind of connecting the audiences and the people who liked performing. And I was a catalyst because I liked kind of getting everybody together to make our little shows happen. So how about you, Mary?
So some childhood memories and some themes out of them. So one is my determination to swim longer and that perseverance. So to be able to swim a mile. And that was one of my childhood memories, was being able to not only make it just across the pool, but to keep going and swim a mile and that perseverance that comes with it. And how did it ultimately kind of like affect your life? Well, still to this day, I have that perseverance that once I start a project, I've got to finish it. So I think that's a great segue into what that exercise number two is.
Yeah, so then the exercise number two, he says, what are your personal themes of your life and how can you use them to contribute to the world? So he's always asking us to think much grander than just our immediate selves or our circle. So I actually felt that a personal theme for me, and I guess if I think about this mostly in a work environment, was one where I usually was really found that I flourished when there was a lot of tumult and unpredictability, and that it actually led me to be in a happily in a career in marketing, which there's constant unpredictability. So it kind of matched up a personal theme around this energizing feeling that I had when things were not just pre-planned. So it matched up with what I ultimately did for a living. And then I suppose because I happened to be in healthcare, that it was also something that I always thought of and most people I worked with did, that we were always doing something bigger contributing to world health. So how about you, Mary?
So some personal themes in life are constantly improving and constantly innovating. I think these have started since day one, you know, first learning how to put that head in your head underwater while swimming to make that first 25 yards or meters for those folks around the world. And then just keeping going, constantly improving. So, okay, now I figured out how to swim lab lap. How can I do more? How can I constantly improve? What can I do to work on, you know, that stroke going in the water? How can I best make that flip printer go faster? So those are some ideas that have kind of learned from that perseverance, but then also taking that data and not only using it in your life, but how can you use it to change organizations? And that kind of leads really well into this exercise number three, which I think is really, really great exercises. What are some why contributions and impacts we can think of as examples of famous or admired people we admire? So it doesn't necessarily have to be famous. And Linda, I know that we kind of discussed this a little bit before the show, but I think it was really fascinating that you maybe didn't have a famous person here. What are some of the folks that you admire that maybe aren't famous? What are some of the traits that they have?
Yeah, well, actually, and maybe this is something that happens as you progress in your personal life cycle, but I found that more and more people that were my peers were people that I have admired with how they follow their why. And so, for example, there was a friend of mine, is a friend of mine, who she built up a business and sold her business. And she said, I really want to do something to give back. And she wanted to play to her strengths at the same time. So what she did was she ended up, she's a high energy person. And she ended up actually creating a whole new business around energizing people, helping people find their energy in their professional life so that they can have the best positive impact on what they do. And as a result, it's kind of, you know, a constant flow. She really enjoys seeing that that's making an impact on others. So that was my friend really was the first person that occurred to me when I saw this exercise. How about you, Mary?
So I saw some impacts and contributions from some folks, and I'm going to start with the folks that maybe are famous in the podcast sphere, but maybe aren't, you know, famous from like everybody walking down the street. So one of them is Amy Porterfield. And I think this is an example of here, she was working for Tony Robbins and really followed her North Star and said, you know what, I really kind of want to lead people and teach people about marketing online, and still continues to follow that, maybe pivoting a little bit here and there, but still continues to lead people to build courses, build better businesses online, but do it in a smart and ethical way where it's really, you know, taking little baby steps to make something greater. Another podcaster is Cliff Ravenscraft. I think this is an area where he's made a total transformation over the past year from being the podcast answer man to now being the Cliff Ravenscraft show, where he's basically being a mentor for those that want to start businesses online and really start to connect and serve their audience. And then when you take it to somebody who's even a bigger or famous star, is Ellen DeGeneres. And I think that this is an interesting example of how she's impacted so many people's lives by being relatable and really feeling connected to the audience. And those are some examples of, you know, the why contribution and the impact that they make. And the impact that they're making is really connecting with people to help them ultimately serve not only, you know, their families, but their audiences better. And, you know, as we look at it, when you go back to that why statement, why are we doing what we're doing? We're ultimately here to serve others and to impact them. So I think these are three great exercises. And what we'll do is we'll post those in the show notes so you can go through it as well too, and start to work on your why contribution and impact. So I think as we start to go into a recap of this book of Finding Your Why, I think there's a couple of key points to think about. First is to find the themes in your life. Look back at your childhood before your adolescence, before those teenage years, and explore the significant findings and themes in that period. So I think this is a huge part in trying to look back, and this author goes back into that and really tries to say, okay, what are those significant findings and themes before you hit that teenage life? Now think about what contribution, what are your special attributes that you can give to the world? This is number two. Think about that contribution with those special attributes that you can give to the world, and how would that impact the world? How can you make the world a better place, as that one song goes? So think about that contribution, what your special attributes are, and what can you give to the world? Number three, let's look at the people who admire you. Try to work out their contributions and impact to the world, or the big why. So I think that that's a great one. Number three, look at the people that admire, that you admire, try to work out their contribution and impact to the world, and their big why. So once again, that's a recap of Finding Your Why, a great book. And we're going to put all of this information in our show notes on our website at innovateology.com. So we hope to see you there. And until then, we want to understand, and leave us in the comments below your big why and what you're planning to do this 2019, or maybe if you're listening to this after 2019, what is your big why? What are you going to do? And what is that impact that you're going to make in the world? And how are you going to serve others? Until next time, keep innovating. Thanks again for joining us.
Been listening to the Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. Tune in again to learn more about how you can innovate your life and realize your purpose and dreams and live your best life. Visit www.innovateyourlife.today. A special thanks to those that make this show possible. Our show is produced by Melissa, the master artist. Our co-host is Linda, the collaborator, catalyst, and connector. And our show is recorded and edited in the spare time of Mary Michael. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.